two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Additional time is scarce here. Real Salt Lake, the masters of the late, late goal. And this is Justin Merritt going past Susie. Three up with him. Bobby Wood! Bobby Wood may well have won it for Real Salt Lake.
And he did win it. Bobby Wood wins it for Real Salt Lake. They are going an improbable, almost impossible run to the Western Conference Finals. And they're the first start of the weekend Warriors.
They
today,
are my
Scott.
Weekend Warrior today.
Well, you know
no
what that means.
About it.
You're my weekend Warrior because you would have never picked a soccer highlight in the history of your life ever.
I watched it.
I know.
I not only
I'm so proud
it,
of you.
I watched it.
I am so proud of you right
I
now.
I watched it, and I was actually excited.
I know.
There was a moment of pride and jubilation from me.
What's good is our boss, Nate, goes out of town on these trips. So, hey, another weekend with Nate out of town. Boom. See you in Kansas City. See you in they're going
I just
to the Western Conference
going,
Finals.
They're at 90 minutes right now.
They're going
now,
up to they, Portland like, to play the Timbers, yeah. Man.
And I know it's just exciting.
It's amazing. Dow Jones, by the way, up 236 points today. It's all part of your market update. The S&P 500 up 60. The NASDAQ up 291. Nice recovery from last week's dip on a Friday, brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. Now, you can be a day trader as well. Go to TryDayTrading.com and find out more. Our Weekend Warrior audio, the people who won the weekend here for us, I wanted to bring this one up. And that was, first of all, I hate both of these teams. I don't like Ohio State. I don't like Michigan. When they play each other, I usually don't care. But it was one of those times where I thought, Ohio State needs to be humbled a little bit. It's time. And even if it is Michigan, even if it is cocky Jim Harbaugh, who couldn't beat his rival, finally he does it. And, initially he said he was going to take the high road against on Ryan Day and the whole rivalry business. Take a listen.
Probably things you're thinking of the same as I'm thinking of. But, man, let's move on with humble hearts, take the high road. But there's definitely stuff that people said that spurred us on even more. Sure. Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, you know, but they didn't. Thanks.
Look, I'm going to take the
I don't
high
even
road.
Know what that means. You're standing on third base about... to get a triple? You don't hit from third base. What does that mean? I saw it. I have no idea what it means.
I'm just glad that that wasn't the base talk he was talking that was the base talk he was talking about. I was like, as soon as you start talking about third base at your press conference, you've gotten weird. You start going on. It's such a weird deal.
As soon as
deal.
Jim Harbaugh opens his mouth, it gets weird.
He goes, look, I'm going to take the high road here, but basically, Ryan Day inherited a program and didn't do any work on his own. But anyway, I want to take the high road. Sure you do. I mean, they won. What are you going to do? They got
Still
the W.
Win. Yeah.
Michigan is absolutely your favorite now.
All right, the best one for me, though.
What is it?
I thought Kalani and his post-game comments about going 5-0 against the Pac-12. That was a weekend warrior for me.
We're just happy to play the game. We're not going to get into that stuff. We have too much respect for football and for this conference to make statements like that. We're going to always try to be classy in the way we handle things. Listen, it was an honor playing those teams, and it's not easy making a schedule. So we appreciate all those teams that put us on their schedule and worked with our administration and our athletic director to get us on that schedule. So we're not going to sit here and talk down to anything other than respect for the Pac-12 and all the other conferences and everybody that played us.
So that's an actual high road comment.
See, I really think he meant that.
That's a legitimate high road comment. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody trying to bait him into some sort of a, you're undefeated in the Pac-12 this year. You guys could be playing in the Rose Bowl. And he's like, you guys, come on. Here's what
behind,
I appreciate.
Behind closed doors?
Might say it.
He probably says it.
He says it to his wife and kids. We should be in the dang Rose Bowl. Listen, like, they say it. Why
it's
not?
A remarkable thing.
It is amazing.
I mean, they won six games against Power 5 teams.
It started getting chippy and nasty at the very end. Kalani called a timeout at the very, very end of the game to tell his guys, don't do anything stupid. And he told Samson Nakua, strap your dang helmet on and don't be a goofball. Strap that helmet on, have some class, shake the hands of these guys, have some respect for them. That's what they went out and did. I love that stuff.
Yeah, I did too. I appreciate it.
You know who else is classy? Superfan Katie.
Yep.
Here we are at Homie. We're talking about how to save people money, Katie. And I know that among all the things.
Would you please take the high road this time?
Please take the high road, too.
A little embarrassed last
time. Don't get down here with us. Don't fall for it, okay? Stay up on the high road. Here's the deal. One of the things that is a really, really cool deal is that when people are trying to buy a home, having a cash offer makes a difference. And Homie Cash, you can just put like a regular guy like me with a cash offer on the table to be able to get me to get that house. Talk to me about it.
100%. Because we've brought loans and real estate together, we are able to provide this amazing program where if you're getting beat out by cash offers, it's happening. It's still happening. The market has cooled down a little bit, but there's still cash offers out there that are making it so you're losing your dream house. So head over to homie.com/cash, fill out our application. Our loan officer is going to give you a call, and we'll turn your traditional offer into a cash offer so you can make sure that you win that house of your dreams. It's been an incredible program. We've seen a lot of success. One of my favorite stories is probably, I think, the first one that we closed here in Utah was a teacher who had been trying to buy a house for over a year, and we were able to get her closed into her home right before the school year happened because of this program. Awesome. She was able to find a new home. So we're so excited to be able to offer this and have this ability to make it so your offer is going to win, and it's three times more likely to win if you have a cash offer. I know I just helped sell my husband's grandmother's house, and I had over 12 offers in 24 hours that we were trying to go through, and you know, quite a few of them were cash offers. So it's still happening. It's still a crazy market. So let's make it so you're a little bit more competitive out there.
So you have Homie loans, you have Homie cash, you have all these tools, I guess, available to people when they sell their house. So what, and you have just a fee, right? It's different than taking a percentage. What's that about?
Yeah. So when you sell with Homie, generally when you sell, you have a 3% commission that goes to your seller agent and a 3% commission that goes to your buyer agent. So that's 6% commissions that you're having to pay. With Homie, we change that seller commission just to a flat $3,500 fee. Using promo code The Zone, so it's just $3,000, so you get $500 off. But having that flat fee can save you up to $11,000 with the median house price right now. So that's a lot of money that people are saving. Our average customer saves about $10,000. So just imagine what that money could do when you go to buy a new home.
And it's not like unlocking some secret money. That's your money that would be going into the pockets of an agent using
exactly.
The traditional route. And so this is your equity that you're saving.
Yeah, people. It's your equity. Let's keep it where it belongs.
Go to homie.com. Next time out, we're going to explain a little bit about the locker room raid that you guys are also sponsoring and a part of. It's an awesome thing to do. Go to homie.com/jazz, and you can find out more about that. We're going to come back. More to go right here. We're at Homie this afternoon, all afternoon long. We've still got tickets to give away for the Jazz, another pair this next hour, Jazz and Trailblazers tonight, and then another pair in the last hour. So stay right here with us. More to go. It's Unrivaled on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.